From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You were witnesses of these things. And see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Speak in the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. When you go through the discernment process to become a priest in the Episcopal Church, it gets quite involved. There's a lot of paperwork, but there's a lot of feeling. You have to go in front of a group of people and talk about your spiritual autobiography, which you write. You have to talk about all the times you've felt God's presence in your life or haven't, how you think that's taught you and led you to the point you are today. People get to know a lot about you in a very short amount of time, and it becomes this really beautiful inner working journey and experience. There's feeling in it. There's something of the heart that you can't find in any other exercise. And then they send you to seminary, where all of a sudden everything happens here in the mind, where it becomes an intellectual endeavor to study God, to study scripture, to study the church, to study history. And you find yourself, if you're not careful, easily slipping away from that heart experience and into the mind over and over and over again, to where you debate theological nuances like whether or not Christ was resurrected in body or in spirit at the lunch table. Instead of saying, "Hey, how are your kids today?" you start talking about the Theotokos. It's a bizarre experience. And last fall, I was sitting in a symposium on Martin Percy, who is the dean of Christ Church Cathedral in Oxford. And we were talking, and he told us this story about meeting with the principal of Ripon Cuddeston, which is a theological college, a seminary in the UK. And the principal reserves every Monday lunch hour for only talking of God. He invites anyone who wants to come to his table with one stipulation, that all you may talk about is God. And the tricky thing is, it's not around God or of God's work in the world or of God's church that God is equipped, but of God alone for God's own sake. And the observation he made, which I think is really powerful, is that more often than not, they held lunch in silence. That when you're done talking around God, sometimes there's nothing left to say in the midst of this vast, immeasurable, loving God. When you think of the universe of creation, of the intricacies and complexities about how we're formed, about how community is formed, and you get to the foundation of all of that, which is this giant loving God, which you can't really put a face on or a body on or a characteristic that he can't wiggle out of, or she can't wiggle out of, or it can't wiggle out of. All that's left to you is to sit with your heart in silence. Today we're celebrating the Ascension, Christ's ascending into heaven after the resurrection. We're a week away from Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit comes down and everyone can understand everyone else's language, which is what he's alluding to in our gospel passage today. And I kept thinking what it would be like to be a witness. He calls them witnesses, to witness the ascension, to feel and see the blessing of Christ, the physical raising of hands and blessing of Christ on a people, and to watch him ascend into heaven. Did he disappear? Was he like carried up in a light beam, like a UFO? Can you go through some imaginative exercises? Think of all the ways that might look. For me, it brought me back to silence. And so I found this poem by Malcolm Guite. I rediscovered this poem by Malcolm Guite about ascension that I wanted to share with you today. It's called Ascension Day. We saw his light break through the cloud of glory whilst we were rooted still in time and place, as earth became a part of heaven's story and heaven opened to his human face. We saw him go, and yet we were not parted. He took us with him to the heart of things. The heart that broke for all the brokenhearted is whole and heaven-centered now, and sings in the strength that rises out of weakness, sings through the clouds that veil him from our sight, whilst we ourselves become his clouds of witness, and sing the waning darkness into light. His light in us and ours in him concealed, which all creation waits to see revealed. He took us with him to the heart of things. The heart that broke for all the brokenhearted is whole and heaven-centered now and sings. When we sit and dwell upon the God of our creation, the God of our salvation, there is a great rejoicing. There is singing in heaven and on earth, and there is this deep and profound silence that our hearts cannot give words to, because there are no words to explain it. So today I give thanks for the ascension, for the miracle of the ascension, for what it must have been like for the disciples to experience it, because it had to have been really cool to make it 2,000 years further in history, for us to know about it, for us to sit and imagine it here ourselves. And I give thanks for the lack of words I have to share with you this evening, so that we might sit and dwell in our hearts in the silence and awe of God. Amen.
We'll be right back. creation will be released. Every nation will bow to thee. And the anthem we sing.
How we long for the
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.